Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQs. Total Wealth Academy is a education and coaching program where we teach people how to use real estate to build wealth, peace of mind, all while helping and serving other people with our real estate. Our students invest in everything from single family homes to self-storage complexes, apartment complexes, senior living, mobile home parks, RV parks, hotels, and more. The goal of the Total Wealth Academy member is to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all their wants and needs. Today I want to talk about some stuff that's going on in the news, which most of you know I don't talk about it very often because it's really kind of useless to worry about, you know, what's going on in the news. You just adapt to it. You know, people are always asking me to predict the future. What do you think is going to happen in 2023? What do you think is going to happen in 2024? And I'll tell you, I've been 100% correct every time I've done a prediction. And here's my prediction. A bunch of crap we didn't expect is going to happen. There's my prediction. There's a second part to it. You and I are simply going to have to adapt to it. It does no good to worry about banks crashing, something stupid the president does, which we are going to discuss something stupid that Biden is proposing. You just adapt. You know, I've been at this for 33 years, and I've made money under every president, Bush, Clinton, Obama, Biden, Trump. It doesn't matter. I've made money every year during 2008, 9, 10, 11, the big great recession. I have no reason to believe I won't continue to make money under this recession, which I think it's kind of foolish to say that it's not some type of recession. With the collapse of the bank and everything else that's going on. All I'm saying is don't worry. Worry is completely useless. It consumes brain power. Doggone it, worry causes heart attacks. Literally, worry causes heart attacks. It causes emotional distress. It's useless and damaging. It's damaging. Had someone email me today, and it was, what if one of the banks we have our money in goes out of business? Well, you're screwed. Just like everybody that had money at that other bank. Can't worry about it. You adapt. You adapt. You deal with it. The one I want to start off with is Biden's proposal to do away with the 1031 exchange. If you're not familiar with the 1031 exchange, it is a sort of a stimulus package that you get when you invest in real estate, in that here's an example. Let's say that you go buy a $5 million apartment complex, and over a five-year period, you turn it into a $10 million complex, and you sell it and make $5 million. Well, you would owe about 20%, maybe a little more, in taxes. So $2 million of that would be taken from you in taxes, except if you do a 1031 exchange. If you do a 1031 exchange, you defer those taxes to the future. And you get to take all $5 million and go buy a bigger apartment complex. Whatever piece of real estate you buy has to be worth $1 more than the one you sold. And of course, that never happens. You buy something that's millions of dollars more. Do you see why the 1031 exchange promotes growth in America? Some people don't really like this particular point, but people are not America. America is not the people. It's the doggone real estate. People come and go. The real estate is here forever. The growth of our nation is dependent on real estate growth. The 1031 helps force people to continue to grow the real estate market. If they take away the 1031 exchange, they're breaking a very simple rule. It's the golden goose rule. And it goes back to the story. I'll have to tell it again because not everybody knows it. This family wakes up one morning on their farm, and they go out. The farmer goes out to collect eggs from his geese, and he notices that one of the geese has laid a golden egg. Not sure it's real gold. He takes it into the city to the jeweler. The jeweler says, "Yep, that's gold, all right, buddy," and offers him a big chunk of money for the golden egg. Well, he goes back the next morning, there's a golden egg. The next morning, there's a golden egg. And morning after morning after morning after morning after morning, he and his wife become fabulously wealthy. But greed sets in. They don't want to wait for an egg every day. They want to get all the eggs now. So the farmer grabs his axe, goes out, lops the head off that goose, reaches into the body cavity to get all the eggs, and of course, there's none. He killed the golden goose. How does this relate to real estate? Equity is the golden goose. Equity in your property should never be touched. You live off the golden eggs. Cash flow. You live off of the cash flow. You never touch the equity. So what Biden is doing is he's killing our golden goose. He's lopping the head off of it so that he can pad his budget with $19 billion. He's lopping the head off of our golden goose. And he's going to stagnate or hurt the real estate market dramatically by doing something this stupid. And he's doing it out of greed motivation, greed. And what he tries to do is demonize the real estate investors. He likes to demonize the big corporations. He likes to demonize the banks, the insurance companies, any big successful. He hates successful people. There's no other way to put it. And so he wants to penalize them. And we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, You can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're discussing Joe Biden's ignorant attempt to get rid of the 1031 exchange. And I hope it is only an attempt, because it's going to have rippling effects across the United States. And cities especially are going to get hit hard. The reason is, with the 1031 exchange, people were compelled to keep the country growing, to keep the real estate industry vibrant and increasing property values. If he does away with the 1031 exchange, it will either stagnate or, what I believe, reduce property values. How does that affect the cities? Their tax base is going to drop 10, 15, 20%. This proposal will make him $19 billion for his budget and cost hundreds of billions of dollars to the cities across the United States when you add it all together. It's a ridiculous concept. But what you have to remember is Joe Biden's not a business person. He's never run a business. He's never had to meet payroll. He shouldn't be the president if he's never run a business. The United States is a business, and he doesn't know how to run a business. He shouldn't even be in the office. So him trying to do away with the 1031, one, I hope they crush him. But I hope that people begin to recognize that this guy does not comprehend the repercussions of a move like this. He's just thinking, ooh, how much money can I plant towards my budget? Ooh, I can get $19 billion over here. He doesn't even think about the ripple effect that that's going to have. And to get the American public on his side, he did what I described earlier. He demonizes big corporations, banks, insurance companies, real estate investors, anybody successful. He demonizes them. And I think he called it a sweet deal. This is a sweet deal for real estate investors. Joe, real estate investors produce more for the nation than any other group, period. They're what grows the country. And he's going to take away this huge incentive to keep the country growing. Again, he's not a businessman. I don't believe for a second he could run a business, even if he tried, because he's running the United States out of business with moves like this. So then comes the question, well, if he does away with it, how will that affect you? Won't affect me a bit. Don't care. I will adapt and keep moving forward. It's that simple. So if you're politically inclined, you know, and you like to send emails to your representative, this would be one to send. Say, stop this individual from doing this. It's going to do nothing but harm. And not only are the real estate investors going to suffer, that are dependent on the 1031. I'm not. The cities and the states are going to suffer way more than $19 billion that he's proposed he can save by doing away with the 1031. I would predict it's going to be in the hundreds of billions lost in tax revenue at the state and city level. Just crazy. But that's our boy, good old Joe. Can't run a business, so we put him in charge of the biggest business in America. America. Crazy. Anybody that would vote for someone who's never run a business is incompetent. That doesn't make any sense at all. Hi, I can't run a business, but put me in charge of the United States. How about no? No. Always put a businessman in the president's seat. Crazy. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is a odd question that I got. Congress, of course, needs to lift the debt ceiling and pass a budget. If it fails to do either or both of these things, it will disrupt programs and payments that many Americans depend on, from Social Security to federal paychecks. And they asked me, how should financial advisors approach this? You know, I couldn't answer this question, and I told them, the magazine that sent it to me, I said, I can't even begin to address this other than to make fun of people who depend on Social Security for their retirement. It's like, who in the last 50 to 70 years honestly thought that relying on Social Security was a good idea? I don't know anybody of high intelligence that's competent that would think that. And when I see people doing it, it's like, you just had really low expectations throughout your lifetime. You never studied finance. You never studied money. So you didn't build a second stream of income. And now, even though for 50, 70 years, you've watched how incompetent Congress is, and you depend on them for your paycheck? What has the Congress done that made you think that they're competent to handle your retirement? What have they done? Nothing. There's nothing that should make you look at them and go, man, I'm going to be dependent on them for my retirement. You're out of your mind? I mean, what are you thinking? These guys can't even keep America profitable, and somehow they're going to pay for your retirement? That's a high-risk situation. No, I think I'll build a second stream of income that I own and control instead of praying to whichever God that Social Security will still be around by the time you retire. That's a high-risk situation, not a wise thing to do. So again, I told the magazine, I said exactly what I told you. I said, all I can do is make fun of people who somehow thought the government was going to take care of them for the rest of their lives. When there's no evidence to that. I mean, I think I got, and I've always been a high income earner, and I think that my Social Security is going to be around $2,000 a month. That won't even pay the taxes on my personal real estate, the two houses that I live in, let alone enough money for food, gas, pay electric bills, garbage, water. It's ludicrous. Every one of you needs to raise your expectations, take control of your finances, and build a second stream of income that beats Social Security. Remember, the goal is to retire with high income, not low. Social Security is going to keep you low income. It's that simple. So take control of your life, educate yourself, build a second stream of income so you're not dependent on Social Security. And the other irritating thing about this is, isn't it funny how the Congress always threatens, every time there's a budget, they threaten Social Security. We're not going to pay Social Security unless we pass this. I bet they're still getting paid. Bet you money they're still getting paid. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at TotalWealthAcademy.com. If you're interested in learning how to build a second stream of income so you're not dependent on Social Security, come to one of our free sample classes. You can find that at TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we've been talking kind of on political subjects during the first half of the show. And as most of you, like I mentioned, I don't really like to talk about these things because they're useless. If you know what you're doing, you make money in both the up and down market. Good president, good Congress, bad Congress. You got to cut yourself loose from even caring what these idiots do. They're not there to help you. And like I mentioned, many of them are not even business people, shouldn't even be in that post with those type of leadership responsibilities. If they can't even run a business, yet they're helping run the United States, it's totally ludicrous. The next one I get a lot of questions about is, you know, this big bank that collapsed out in Silicon Valley. And that people are like, well, what's this mean? It's so tough because it could mean very little, or it can mean a lot. We won't know until time passes. Everybody's speculating on it. Everybody's guessing. Everybody's gambling and coming up with these horror stories. And I think it really comes down to the fact that people think you only make money in an up market. No, we make money in both the up, flat, down market. In fact, we kill it in the flat and the down markets. We make more money in the flat and down markets than we do in the up market. I know, don't get me wrong. We make a lot of money in the up market because it's the up market, but you make more money in the down market. Now, I don't like to see people get hurt. I wish we could avoid it, but we can't. If there's another crash, you better get off your butt, get educated, and take advantage of it. You know, I ask this question relatively often. How many of you would hop in a time machine with me and go back to 2008? Every one of you. We'd go back to 2008. We'd start buying every property we could get our hands on, because they were 30, 40% below market on every street corner. We'd hop back in the time machine, come back to today, and we'd all be filthy rich. It's that simple. So understanding how we make money in the down market is really not complex. You just buy everything you can get your hands on. And the wonderful thing about the down market, zero down deals are everywhere. How many of you can buy a house for zero down? Do you have that much money at least? It's Linda McKinley did a case study. Linda McKinley is one of our sponsors, meaning syndicator. She buys apartment complexes, her and her husband, Craig. She did a single family deal a couple of months ago. Why? Because she couldn't resist it. And it wasn't zero down. She got $12,000 in her pocket the day she finalized the deal. So if you can imagine, that's negative $12,000 down. She walked away with $12,000 and owns the house. And I think it's got about $500 a month positive cash flow. It's in Corpus Christi. I mean, she's killing it. And that's what's going to happen more and more often as we see the market continue to dip. And if a few more banks crash, all the uneducated people will panic. It will stifle the market, causing prices to drop even further, and we'll just keep buying and buying and buying, getting higher and higher cash flow, because rents aren't dropping, people. Rents aren't dropping. In fact, rents went up during the recession, up. Simply put, why? Because so many people were losing their homes, and they were lining up at our apartment complexes, lining up to rent our single family homes. So rents went up. So again, a competent investor doesn't worry about the market because they know how to make money in both the up and down markets, like every student at Total Wealth Academy knows. So make sure you're in that position. Because something horrible could happen. Do I think it's going to? Of course I'm not sure, but I just don't see a major 2008 event. Yeah, we're doing a bunch of the same dumb stuff that we did in 2005, 6, and 7 that caused 2008. But I just don't see it. Now, I am reading a bunch of articles right now from different people on what they see in the next 12 months after the collapse of SVB. But it's going to be hard to change my mind because I remember in 2005 and 6, 50% of the people were saying it was going to be a collapse. 50% were saying it was going to be a soft landing. You're like, which is right? Who's right? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. My guaranteed prediction, 100% guaranteed, of a bunch of crap we don't expect is going to happen, I stand by that. I guarantee a bunch of crap that we didn't expect is going to happen. Just adapt. Don't whine about it. Don't complain about it. And certainly don't worry about it. Worry is useless. Again, it consumes brain power. It consumes your time, keeps you up at night, causes multiple different illnesses, including heart attacks, mental issues, emotional issues. Don't do it. Focus on the solution. And the solution is simple. Make sure you take a course like ours so you know how to make money both the up and down market. So, all right, I got one person here asking about the British Fair. This is our, is it semi-annual, meaning twice a year? Twice a year we have an expo, usually about 400 families there. And this expo, we're going to be honoring Britain. And we're going to have British food, British beer. We've even got bagpipers coming in. But first, in the morning, you're going to be able to see case studies of effective investments that worked in both the up and down markets. And you'll be able to meet some of our sponsors or syndicators so that you can see exactly how these deals work. This is a free event for members, non-members, guests. It's free for everybody. If you'd like to learn how to make money in both the up and down markets, learn how to be an effective passive real estate investor, come to this event Saturday, April 1st. I was just talking about Craig and Linda McKinley. They'll be there, and their subject is how to maximize growth potential as a passive investor. And then Bhavan and Pratima Sharma will be talking about mastering A-class apartments to increase cash flow in a category where it's challenging to increase the cash flow. They have figured out how to do it. Then Sam Morris will be there, outstanding individual, actually sits on the board of, two banks. He's also a sponsor, and he's going to teach you how to build wealth with self-storage. Then I'm going to teach you this concept that you're actually already passive investing. You just don't know it, but I'm going to explain why your money, if you've got money in the bank, or you make an insurance premium every month, you've got money passively invested in real estate. You're just not getting the benefits from it. Then, the best part, Dragan Trajkovski is going to be here. Dragan is, there's multiple number two men at Tony Robbins. So, when I say this, I mean it. He's one of the number two guys that are just below Tony Robbins at Tony Robbins Group, and he is phenomenal. We had him at our last expo. I got more requests to have him back than any speaker I've ever had at one of our events, so we got him back. He's going to teach you how to perform at your highest level and get yourself to take action now. How to get control of procrastination and get yourself to take action now. Again, it's April 1st. It's a free event. If you would like to go, go right now to TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. E-X-P-O. TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. Why do I say do it right now? Sorry for the pressure, but we've only had this up for 5 days. We're already at 300 of the 400. So if you want to come to this, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo right now and reserve a seat for you, your spouse, whoever. Pick out whatever your favorite food is and get your seat reserved. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening.
Here's an old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are in the final segment of today's show. So let me open the phone lines. If you've got any questions, maybe there's something you're worried about, and I can hopefully share an idea to keep you from worrying. Because it really is, I don't know, is worrying an emotion? What is worrying? It's just useless. It's the opposite of proactive. Anytime there's a problem, you want to spend 1% or 2% of your time focused on the problem and 98% of your time focused on the solution. And for most of you, the solution is make more money. You know, stop depending on a job. Stop depending on somebody dying or retiring or so you can move up. That is weak. I mean, what are you thinking? I'm going to climb the corporate ladder. I'm going to wait for people to die, fired, get downsized, whatever, so I can move up and make more money. That's not a very good plan. That's weak. You want to take control of your financial destiny. Do something you control, something you can honestly make a difference at. Again, 2% of your time on the problem, 98% of your time on the solution, which again, for most people is make more money. You got to do it. Your job's not going to do it for you. So anyway, the phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me and I'll answer it live on the air. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, and you can ask me anything. Maybe you got trouble with some of your single family homes. Maybe you got trouble with an apartment complex, a self-storage complex, whatever. If I can answer it, I will. If I can't, I'll get with one of my partners who is an expert in that field or one of my mentors and get back with you. I'll get you the answer. But I will tell you, if I don't know it, I may need to get some help. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com, or give me a buzz right now, because we've only got a few minutes left. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, two of you emailed me, and I appreciate it, asking me to reserve you a seat for the expo. I cannot do that. You have to do that yourself. I'll send you the link back. But here it is. Go, if you want to come to the expo, the free expo event, April 1st, Saturday, April 1st, go to totalwealthacademy.com/expo. And all the details are there. You can even pick out whether you want fish and chips for lunch or shepherd's pie, or we're also going to have a tent with several hundred tacos, including vegetarian tacos. We'll get you fed. My son, who is amazing at making beer, has made, I think, 10 gallons of English beer. So you can sample that as well. But go to totalwealthacademy.com/expo. Do not email me to reserve you a seat, please. You got to do it yourself. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your computer. But get it done quickly, because as I mentioned, we've only been advertising it for 5 days. We're already at 300. We can't go past 400. So I would say we'll be full within the next 48 hours. So get in there and come out. I promise you it will change your life for the better if you do. TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. Okay, here's a question from David. And he's talking about understanding an apartment complex profit and loss statement. Okay. Capital expenditures have to be depreciated. That's an oversimplification of the answer to your question, but that's why you don't see them in this P&L you sent me. But they may be spending $1 million on CapEx, and that's not going to be on the P&L, at least the way they're doing it. And it shouldn't be any other time. but it should be, yeah, there's nothing wrong with this P&L. And you got a check, so they're profitable, they're stabilized. David, I don't see anything wrong with this P&L. You're just you got to understand that maintenance costs go on the P&L because you write them off, and they're part of the profit and loss. But that big $1 million rehab is a capital improvement. Those things are going to be depreciated. You may have one, I think it's 27 and a half years, or your sponsor may be using accelerated depreciation, but that I wouldn't know. You'd have to talk to your sponsor. So there's the answer. The P&L looks good and clean, but email your sponsor so that they can clarify where the capital expenditures are being recorded, and they'll probably send it to you. You know, just ask them for it, and they'll send it to you. Okay, thanks for the email. Hope that was helpful. Okay. Next email comes from a Keith, and Keith has five. No, you've got, okay, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Looks like you've got 12 or 13 doors, because some of them are duplexes and fourplexes. You've got over $1 million in equity. Should you be looking at commercial? There's the question. Yeah, I would. With $1 million, it's really time to get out of single family and into either active commercial, if you want to run it yourself. If you don't want to run it yourself, I would take that $1 million and invest it passively at a 20% rate of return. That's going to give you about $200,000 a year. Oh, I see you already wrote that. Okay. Good Lord, your bills are less than $40 a year. Yeah, that's not a bad lifestyle. If you're making $200 and your bills are only $40, that gives you $160,000 a year for travel, romance, fun, and so on. Yeah, you're killing it, but you're going to have to get that money out of those single family and into commercial to pull off what I'm talking about. And be aware, I am talking passive. If you actively buy an apartment complex, you'd make even more money than that, a lot more. So this is one of those, Keith, heads you win, tails you win. You can't go wrong. You've done a fantastic job, and you need to pat yourself on the back. A fantastic job so far. The only thing that I could be nitpicky about is you probably should have gotten out of single family a year or two ago. That's the only thing, and that's ridiculous. It's unimportant. So don't even worry about your question of, did I stay in single family too long? It's irrelevant. Maybe, but who cares? I would liquidate those, get that $1 million, get it working in a commercial deal, either actively or passively, as soon as possible. And I explained that in my Saturday class. You're already scheduled for the Saturday class. You just haven't taken it yet. Don't miss the one in April. It's April 15th. It's a Saturday. And I'll show you exactly what to do. No question. You'll come out of that Saturday class feeling really good about yourself with several options. All of them make you a winner. All of them, because you've done so many things right. So good job. Okay, let's see. Remember, my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, I do not, repeat, do not put you on a list. It's simply an email to me. I will reply to it myself, and that's it. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
listening to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Hey.